This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu has nominated eminent lawyer Ujjwal Devrao Nigam, social worker C. Sadanandan Master, former Foreign Secretary Harshvardhan Shringla, and historian and academician Dr. Meenakshi Jain to Rajya Sabha. The Home Affairs informed about the decision through a notification. Mr. Nigam, who hails from Maharashtra, served as a government counsel in the Mumbai terror attacks case. C. Sadanandan Master from Kerala has a long career in education. Harshvardhan Shringla served as ambassador to the US, Bangladesh and Thailand. He served as chief coordinator for India's G20 presidency in 2023. Dr. Meenakshi Jain had served as associate professor of history at Gargi College in the University of Delhi. The president nominates 12 persons to the upper house of parliament for their contributions towards arts, literature, sciences and social services. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a series of social media posts, congratulated all of them on being nominated to the upper house. The Election Commission has established direct contact with nearly all electors in Bihar, and over 80% of voters in the state have already submitted their enumeration forms. The Commission said it is moving ahead to complete the collection of enumeration forms well before the stipulated date of 25th of this month. The poll panel said in a statement that in order to get their names included in the draft electoral rolls to be published on 1st of August, the electors have to submit their forms, preferably along with the eligibility documents. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today met his Singaporean counterpart Vivian Balakrishnan and reviewed the progress in bilateral cooperation. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar, who is on a visit to Singapore, said the country is at the heart of India's Act East policy. While Singapore's Foreign Minister Vivian Balakrishnan said, as the world inexorably transitions into multipolarity, India will play an increasingly important role as one of these major poles of opportunity. After his visit to Singapore, the External Affairs Minister will reach Tianjin in China to participate in the SEO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting. Indian Astronaut Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission are expected to begin their journey back to Earth tomorrow. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh, in a social media post, said the undocking has been scheduled for tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. He said the crew will arrive on Earth on Tuesday at around 3 p.m. IST. Group Captain Shukla was on a 14-day mission to the International Space Station. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has reaffirmed Pyongyang's unconditional support for all actions taken by Russia in its war against Ukraine, stating that both nations share identical views on all key strategic matters. Kim Jong-un made these remarks during a meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Wonsan. Foreign Minister Lavrov is on a 3-day visit to North Korea. The Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Gujarat and Uttarakhand today. Talking to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jeevanamani said similar conditions will continue over eastern part of the country, including West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Jharkhand and Odisha during the next 2 days.
Monsoon trough continue to run along the normal position from Surat to Digha across North India. We have predicted the heavy to very heavy rain for likely over mainly Madhya Pradesh and East Rajasthan, and hence in orange alert for 15 dislike. Rainfall is also occurring over Punjab, Haryana. We NCR only light to moderate rainfall and not much rainfall because of the western disturbance which is over North India, just moving across the North India.
On to sports now. In Wimbledon tennis, top seed Yannick Sinner of Italy will face two-time defending champion and second seed Carlos Alcaraz of Spain in the men's singles final at the Centre Court in London tonight at 8:30 p.m. Indian time. In the women's singles, Iga Swiatek clinched her maiden Wimbledon title after thrashing Amanda Anisimova in the final. And in cricket, host England will resume their second innings play against India on day 4 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's today. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. England were at 2 for no loss at stumps on day 3 yesterday. They now hold a 2-run lead. And that is the end of this news bulletin.